We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Four people are dead, three others wounded at a social club. It happened early this morning in Crown Heights. Mac Rosenberg has this.
911 calls came into the AAA Aces Club just before 7 o'clock. Police at the 77th Precinct, just a block away, got to the scene and found four men dead inside.
At this point, what it appears to be is an illegal gambling location set up inside that first floor location.
Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea says that gambling may have involved cards and dice and that it looks like 15 shots were fired. Chief of Patrol Rodney Harrison.
There's a concern that it's a block down, two blocks down from the command, but we have had no activity or no concerns from this location.
A woman and two men were also shot. They are likely to survive. Sean Duke McFadder works with a crisis management group funded by the mayor's office. He's seen his fair share of neighborhood shootings.
We're working to change that community norm, right, where we don't become acceptable to this and this becomes something that we just see as another shooting.
A 9mm handgun and a revolver were recovered at the scene. No arrests have been made. In Crown Heights, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Slower going on the west side of Manhattan today and for the future. The speed limit on the West Side Highway lowered from 35 to 30 miles an hour on the stretch from Battery Place to 59th Street. The new speed limit signs are already up. The lights have been timed out to make drivers slow down, says NYC Department of Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg. She says the city is doing it for safety.
If you, the motorist, are driving at a safe speed, if a collision happens for whatever reason, you will have more reaction time and it is so much less likely that that collision will be fatal.
A man broke into a woman's apartment in Williamsburg and attacked the sleeping victim. She woke to the man on her bed. She screamed and she and her roommate then fought off the attacker, who's still on the loose. Happened at 4:30 Friday morning in a building near Grant Street and Union Avenue, a busy night spot. Police are unsure how the man got into the woman's apartment. Many incumbent New York Democratic Congress people are being challenged in primary, some for the first time. Steve Burns says this.
In past years, incumbents might have been unopposed in the primary or defend off a couple of unknowns. But now,
many people are paying attention to politics and paying attention like they never have before.
And that's translated into more crowded primaries. Progressive activist Melanie DiRigo is running against Congressman Tom Suozzi, one of at least four people looking to unseat him.
We need to make sure that we're electing the right representatives who are going to make choices on behalf of people.
It's the same story for 14-term incumbent Carolyn Maloney, facing attorney Suraj Patel.
Simply holding a job doesn't entitle you to keep it. You've got to deliver.
And a host of others. Jerry Nadler, Yvette Clark, and Elliot Engel are among the other longtime incumbents that could see a competitive primary.
We need transformative change.
We need a new vision for America.
We can make sure that New York is a home for all.
There are concerns that with so many people looking to pull off a surprise win a la Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that they might cancel each other out, splitting the vote and clearing the way for the incumbent. DiRigo says there's still plenty of time for campaigns to separate themselves.
I do think that there are a lot of Democrats that should be nervous.
Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
Let's get the forecast now. Here's meteorologist Danielle Niddle.
Well, looking at some clouds streaming across the area here early on for this evening. Could even be a couple of sprinkles across far northwest Jersey, but a couple of areas that we're seeing lighting up here on radar, any precip actually not really reaching the ground. So we are looking mostly dry here for the first part of tonight. We'll eventually wind up to be partly cloudy, or low 54 in the city, into the 40s for most of the suburbs. Tomorrow we'll start the day off with some sunshine, but then clouds will build in throughout the afternoon. High tomorrow 67. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. A little bit of rain for the area during the evening hours tomorrow night, but it looks like the best chance is going to be south and east of the city to see that little bit of wet weather. The low tomorrow night, 56. For Columbus Day Monday, very nice, partly to mostly sunny, 72 degrees, and we'll see a good deal of sunshine as we work our way into Tuesday with a high of 68. Then Wednesday, clouds make a return, and we'll see some rain at times as well, 66 degrees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.